Praise the name of the Lord with the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Turn with me, if you will, to Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. Proverbs 22. And we'll begin with the first verse. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. A prudent man, a wise man, discreet, circumspect, careful. A Christian's life is similar to this. When we say we are a Christian, remember, you'll be scrutinized. People watch you carefully. When you say, I'm a Christian, they're looking at you, either to see how your life is lived or to find fault in your life. They look at you carefully. The first time you step out of line or you make a mistake or you say something in anger, you're a Christian. God understands us, but the world doesn't. We have to show our light to others in every capacity, where we work, where we go to school, in our daily lives, walking in a store. Be sure that someone's watching you. Say, oh, you know what? That person said he was a Christian. Well, look what he's doing. As I was at the nursing home visiting my mother, I happened to be talking to a woman. And she mentioned, oh, you see that lady over there? She said she's a Christian. But you should hear her mouth. You should hear the way she talks. You should hear the way she talks to people. How she talks down to them. How she's so rude. The next few words made me think. If she's a Christian, I don't want to be one. Wow. Gives us room to think, doesn't it? We have to show our lights, dear one. We have to be careful. We have to be discreet. We have to be wise. And if we are living our Christian lives, nothing to worry about. We go through our daily life. We sing praises to the Lord. We pray. We talk to our friends humbly. If we can help them, we help them. This is a Christian life. This is what they're looking for in you and me. But if we can't show this to them, then we better get on our knees and ask God, how can I do this better? What can I do to make myself better? That I can show my light to others. Matthew, the 6th chapter, I believe it's the 33rd verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. All things shall be added unto you. Not meaning you're going to have material riches or a lot of property or all the things of this world. Just what God thinks you need. You work hard for things, God's going to help you. But just remember, as the sister was saying, in his time, he can heal you. He can reward you. But we have to be that prudent man or woman, seeking first what God has for you and me. The fourth verse says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. This is our riches. This is our honor. This is our life in Jesus Christ. Thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Forward, perverse. They get caught up in the thorns and the snares. And if we're not walking where we should, we're going to step into those thorns and snares. Let us be careful. Be careful. The sixth verse says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. When we bring our children up in the faith, believing in our Lord Jesus Christ, teaching them the things of the Lord, even if sometimes you say, gee, did I do the right thing? Am I bringing up my child correctly? But then watch them, and you'll see. They haven't forgotten. They remember. I always remembered, even though many times I stepped away from the Lord. But God always brought me back to the place where I should be. I know none of us are perfect. If we were, we wouldn't be here. And we do stray sometimes. And you may say, well, I never strayed. I've been a Christian all my life and I've always done the right thing. Then you better be careful. Then you better be careful. You think you're better than somebody else? Be careful. He's looking at you. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of the bread to the poor. We're willing to share what we have with others. That's what a Christian life is all about. Willing to look out for somebody else. Willing to, when you hear somebody is having problems, that you're there for them. That you're there to help them. Going out of your way. This is how you show your Christian love. This is how people can see God in you and say, I know that that man or that woman is a Christian. I've seen what kind of a person they are. That's what I want from God, to help me to be a better person, to help me, Lord, every day. Don't let me be angry. Don't let me show what I'm not. I don't want to be like that. God calls us peculiar people. We read, I believe it's somewhere in the Old Testament, in Leviticus, how we are to be peculiar people. He doesn't mean you got to be peculiar funny. Peculiar in the way that you live your life as a Christian. We want to be those peculiar people before the Lord. God is looking for us to lead the way, to show others that we are peculiar in a good way. Praise his holy name. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of the bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, the strife and reproach shall cease. We have to watch out for those that will scorn, that will be contentious. Stay away. Walk the other direction. Look to the Lord. Stay on that path. It's a narrow one, but it's a one that'll lead you to Jesus Christ. He takes away the sins of the world, and he leads us to his home. We have to remember to always, always carefully do what we are to do in order to preserve your Christianity. He that loveth pureness of heart for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthroweth the word of the transgressors. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. No, you won't. No, you won't. That lion can't touch you if you are in the grace of God. If you're covered with the blood of Jesus, if you are in the place where God has taught you, nothing but nothing can touch you. The Christian name is important, not only just to say I'm a Christian, but to live the life of a Christian. This name that we have, Christian, do we use it in the proper form? Or do we just say it because it's there? Is it necessary for us to make ourselves look holy if we're not? Turn your eyes away from the darkness. Look into the light. God is telling you today. Lead others to Christ. Each one of us has a job to do. Let us do it according to the will of God. Let us jump down to the 19th verse. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day. Even to thee have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee known the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sent unto thee. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate, for the Lord will plead their causes and spoil the soul of those that spoiled them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Don't hang around with people, hot-tempered people, people that are going to blow up, say things. They'll put you in the category with that man and not in the category of a Christian. We have to watch out who we're friends with. Be willing to try to lead that person to Christ if we can, but not to fall into his category. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to the soul. This guy's a popular guy. He's popular out there. Wow, I want to be just like him. Popular, popular. This is what kids say today. Well, if I don't go his way, then people ain't going to like me. People aren't going to like me. Why do you think this? Be your own person. Don't have to be like him or her. Wow, that one there, he's a football player. That guy there, he's... You don't have to be like them. You be like you, what God made you. Every one of us has something that God has given us that we know what is right and what is wrong. Excuse me. You're popular in school? That's wonderful. But be a popular Christian. You know, today with the phones and the things, that the computers and whatnot, you put stuff out in the air. When we put stuff out in the air, who is the king of out there in the air? The devil. And he's looking to try and find something he can turn against you. Let's be careful. Be careful, because when we see what the enemy is doing, we think we have all this technology, all these good things, and I'm not saying it's wrong to get on a computer or use a phone or use these. I don't even know how to use them myself. Maybe I'm better off. Because when I hear people say, oh, you know what I heard about this guy? Oh, man, what he put on there? Oh, what he even said? And then he's talking about girls like they're trash. Is that the kind of things we want to hear? Maybe he's talking about your daughter. Maybe he's talking about your son. Dear Lord, help us. Help us to do what we are to do, before the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't try to be like the most popular person in school. Maybe I'm talking to the kids, and maybe some of them should be here this morning, but I'm still talking to all of you. Because at work, it could be that way too. I want to be in with the clique. I want to be with the group over here by the water cooler. Yeah. Oh, you should hear them talk. They tell some good jokes. I'm going to go home and I'm going to tell this one that joke and that one this joke. If they're nice jokes, that's fine. I like a good joke. We got to worry about the innuendos, about the things, the categories. When we say, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Personal. He made it personal that he wanted you to be like his son. I've heard people say, well, how does God know what we feel? He's not down here. He doesn't have to feel the pain we do, and he doesn't have to feel this or feel that. You know, dear ones, when he sent Jesus Christ down here, can you imagine the pain he felt? Can you imagine the pain that Jesus felt and he felt through him? He knows when you're sick. He feels the pain that you have from your illnesses. He knows when you're out of work how hard it is. But he knows also that he'll take care of you no matter what the problem. He's always there for you and me. I thank God, and I know you do too. We are a privileged people, knowing that God has given us the greatest gift of all, eternal life. Eternal life. Do we know how to keep it intact? That's all he's telling you. Use it properly. Let people know about you in a Christian way and not their way. Don't be the ones to go in the group and be just like them. You're different. You're a Christian. So we must try to live our lives as such. Sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, because you all know this. But it's good to be reminded of what God done for us. It's good to be reminded what kind of a life we should lead. It's good to be reminded that when we need help, he's always here for us. He's always here for us. Thank the Lord that we have this opportunity, a great opportunity, because we have salvation. And we know where we're going. But let's not get so overconfident that we start to slip. Let us keep our feet on a solid rock. Praise God for his love, for his mercy, for always being there for you and me. Because he loves you so much. In the name of the Lord be praised.